I'm Wal Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center and the Community Services Department with the city. The city is hosting an open house this evening at 5:30 to 7:30 at the Lakeview Arena to highlight the proposed land use plan for the Marquette Lighthouse property. We found out more about what's going on at tonight's session with Tina Harris.
The Community Services Department, especially Parks and Recreation, have been closely involved, and as well as Arts and Culture, with the land use plan for the historic lighthouse. And the consultants, Ken Chapsky of Sanders and Chapsky Associates, are going to be at the open house tonight. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's really a informal open house where you can go learn what they have put together. You know, what are the buildings that are out there? What is their story? What are the assets? What are the different, they are really tasked to look at the different structures, the condition, the uses. What's the community vision so far?
Mm-hmm.
They've met with many different stakeholders in the community, and this is an opportunity to find out what those stakeholders said, but also give your own vision for the property.
I had a chance to take part in one of these sessions with the consultant to talk about this, and one of the things that was surprising to me was actually seeing the actual map of the property, because we think lighthouse and a couple of those buildings that are there, maybe a little bit of the cove, but there's a lot of other green space involved too, isn't there?
Right. There's over 5 acres of property there, and most people, when I talk about the property, you know, the public hasn't been there, a lot of people, and they think the lighthouse, but there are other structures on that property. There's the captain's residence, which is a really, it's in very, very good condition. And there's also the former Coast Guard station or life saving station that's mm-hmm. there. But other buildings, you know, there's that really wonderful elevated walkway that most people have never had the opportunity to walk on. And that overlooks the old Foghorn Station site that almost looks like a ancient ruin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's historic and it tells our story. It's a gorgeous piece of property right on the beach at McCarty's Cove.
And one of the things about this process has been that this is in accordance with the transfer of this property, that when the city took it over from the federal government, that this was, as I understand it, in the parameters of that, to take a look at what the city, what the public, what these various stakeholders want to do with it.
Right. I mean, one of the when it was deeded to the city last summer, you know, it needs to be used for a park for the community. That's one thing. The community will have access to this. That's understood. What will happen with those? The lighthouse is a historic structure. We're very excited about the Maritime Museum interpreting that for the community. But the other structures, you know, how the community will have access to it, those are a lot of questions. What will happen inside those other historic structures? You know, public access, you know, how will the road connect? Where will parking be? How will the bike path connect? How will pedestrians be able to access it? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And I think it's important for everyone to get involved and to find out how we might approach it.
And that is all tied into tonight's get together, which is when and where.
Tonight it's at Lakeview Arena. 5:30 to 7:30 in the Citizens Forum Room. Everybody is welcome. There'll be punch and cookies. And this is really a time for you to learn about the property, look at the maps, learn about a little bit about the history, and respond, share some of your ideas. And I think it'll be really important to the whole process and then the final recommendation to the City Commission of what that land use plan should look like.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center and the Community Services Department. The open house runs this evening at the City of Marquette's Citizens Forum at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.